Today on More to Life, is it chilly in here? Is someone you care about giving you the cold shoulder, avoiding you, or sending you mixed signals? We'll help you thaw the ice and reconnect. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with it.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, is it chilly in here? We're talking about those people in our life who kind of give us the cold shoulder. Those people that we care about and would like to be in a closer relationship with, but they're not giving back. You know, maybe they're avoiding us. Maybe they're sending mixed signals where they're not saying they don't want to be in a relationship with us. They do come around, but then it doesn't really click, and we're not sure why. Maybe the person's being passive-aggressive, and you're not sure what to do with that.
That's the worst.
So whoever is coming to mind as I describe this scenario, we want to help you thaw the ice and reconnect. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And it's just so difficult when you're trying to have that relationship with somebody. And that can be anybody. That can be a friend. But when it happens with family members, especially people who are supposed to be the closest to us, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, that's when not only is it complicated and difficult to untie all the knots of it, but it's so, so painful because there's something within the relationship that says, I should be able to have good communication and trust with this person. So then we get all caught up in our own heads about why can't I and how should I and can I keep doing this and how do I pursue it? And it can be confusing and exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, I know when this has happened in my life, it's hard not to take it personally,
Yes.
To see that. I mean, I remember, it's been a while, but I remember a couple of good friends that we had who just suddenly stopped answering calls or accepting invitations to do things. And, we're never sure why that happened, And when you don't know, then you sort of kind of torture yourself. It's like, well, what did I do wrong? Or what do I need to do now? Or what is God asking me to do? And that's even more true the closer the relationship is.
Exactly. That's when it gets really painful and very confusing. And because when it's close friends or close family or just family,
or your spouse,
that's family. There's so much history. So there's all this, they remember it this way and you remember it that way. And why are they behaving this way? And oh my goodness, it can be painful. So if you're going through that, especially when it comes to, holidays and special times of the year, it can feel just so agonizing. So let us help you with those very confusing, difficult situations today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Give us a call. The show again is titled, Is It Chilly in Here? And we're talking about those times when someone we care about is giving us the cold shoulder and we're not sure how to create a closer relationship. So call up and share. Do you have a spouse who shuts down, avoids talking about things, or sends mixed signals about how close they'd like to be? Are you dealing with an adult child who keeps you at arm's length and you want help knowing how to reach out without pushing them even further away? Or maybe we're talking about a younger child or teen who's withdrawn, moody, passive-aggressive, seems to reject wanting to be part of the family or do the things the family does, you know, whether that's the fun stuff or work stuff or even going to church, you know, those kinds of things. And maybe, you know, you're navigating a strained relationship with your parents or in-laws, you know, where you're doing the inviting, but they're keeping their distance. If someone's giving you the cold shoulder, let us help you break the ice. 877-573-7825. Once again, that number, 877-573-7825. So every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, how could some theology help me deal with those people who are giving me the cold shoulder?
Unless you take, you know, whatever document that is, if it's big enough, and whack them over the head with it, that's also not going to work.
Yeah, don't really recommend that.
Doesn't work. No, so. You want to, but it doesn't work.
Well, it's a good question. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, basically asked this huge question. He said, you know, if we took everything God's given us, scripture, salvation, history, creation, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
Exactly. And that theology of the body reminds us that the way we build God's kingdom, which is what we're called to do, is by healing the damage that sin does to our relationships. So when someone is avoiding us, sending us mixed signals, or acting in a passive-aggressive way, the first step isn't to try to guess what's going on or run around trying to fix things all by ourselves. Instead, we need to make a sincere effort to clarify the concern.
Yeah, and that usually means gently reaching out or saying something like, hey, you know, I really value our relationship, but it feels like something's coming between us. You know, is there something we need to talk about? Because I'm open to working on this with you. And then we need to genuinely be receptive to whatever they share, especially when it's hard to hear.
So now, once we've done what you're saying, Greg, the second theology of the body principle is just as important. For love to be true love, it has to be freely given and freely received. You see, God doesn't pressure us into an intimate relationship with him. He invites. He provides opportunities for communion. He removes obstacles. But he lets us choose how deep we want to go with him. We're called to treat others the same way God treats us.
Well, right, and which means that we can invite. We can listen, we can address concerns, we can set boundaries around hurtful behavior, and we can do little things to signal, you know, I'm here when you're ready. But we can't force a deeper relationship with someone who doesn't want it.
Exactly. And if someone still keeps their distance, despite our best efforts, the most loving thing we can do is respect the boundary they're implicitly setting.
Now, I will say, you know, that marriages present a slight twist on this, because in marriage, both spouses have vowed before each other, God, and the church, to work together to build an intimate, healthy, holy relationship. So it's reasonable to expect your spouse to be all in, right? And because of that, it's appropriate and even loving to hold each other accountable and even exert a certain degree of pressure to make sure that your spouse is living out those promises with you. So that's not manipulation. You know, that's insisting that your spouse fulfill the promises they made to you, to God and the church, to honor the sacramental covenantal relationship that they promised to live out.
Which is a very different relationship than we have with anybody else. So regardless, God doesn't drag people into a deeper relationship with him. He doesn't expect us to do that in our relationships either. Our job is to invite, to love, and to cooperate with God's grace so that any relationship we have involves two willing and open hearts.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. Good stuff in theory, but how do we actually apply it in your situation with that person who's giving you the cold shoulder? 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Is there somebody in your life who is kind of keeping you at arm's length and you're not quite sure what to do to bridge that gap? Whether you have a spouse who shuts down and avoids talking about problems or sends mixed signals about whether they want to have a closer relationship with you or not. Maybe you're dealing with an adult child who keeps you at arm's length, or a younger child or teen who's withdrawn or moody or passive-aggressive. Perhaps you have a family member or friend who is giving you the cold shoulder. Whatever it is, we want to help you thaw the ice and create closer, warmer relationships. 877-573-7825. With that, let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you those relationships where we would like to be closer with someone, but we're not sure how to bridge the gap, largely because they seem to be keeping their distance or setting certain boundaries or just not making themselves not available for some reason. And it can be hard to know how to respond to those situations because we're not necessarily getting the information that we need, or we're getting mixed signals. So we ask you, Lord, for the wisdom to know how to respond in ways that enable us to be our best, and invite the other people in the relationship to be their best too, and to help us to know how to respect those boundaries that when we need to, but more importantly, to overcome those obstacles when we need to, so that we can enjoy the close relationships that you call us to live in, and celebrate the communion that St. John Paul reminded us is our destiny in your grace. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, is it chilly in here? Is someone you care about giving you the cold shoulder, avoiding you, or sending you mixed signals? We want to help you thaw the ice and reconnect and create a warmer relationship. 877-573-7825.
Well, we have a very interesting question here from Sarah, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois. Excuse me. She says, my boyfriend of a year and a half and I had an argument a couple of days ago, and when I told my mom, she said, well, that figures. When I asked her what she meant, she said that every special occasion, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Christmas, our one-year anniversary, he seems to pick a fight. She said he ghosts you for a week or so, and then he comes back over and thinks that everything is fixed and everything just moves on as normal. Well, I was shocked that I hadn't seen the pattern before, but when I think back over our year and a half, that is what happened. What should I do? Could there be some childhood wound that I need to help him heal? Does he just feel too much financial pressure when it comes to giving gifts because these were all gift-giving occasions? He's a good boyfriend, except for this. How should I handle this? And that's Sarah in Illinois.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for the question.
I like the laugh.
I probably shouldn't have chuckled a little bit.
But I'm glad you did, actually, because I'm feeling it too.
So the most important thing when you're dating is realizing that, in a sense, you are both auditioning for the role of husband or wife.
Right. And to be clearer about this, the dating process is a discernment process,
exactly,
a spiritual discernment process, where we are getting to know one another and praying separately and together about whether this is the person, the relationship that God wants us to be.
Yeah, so if two people are married to each other, right, and you know they've discerned all this, and so, you know, you're dealing with a problem in the course of that marriage where somebody's woundedness comes out, you know, that's something that you can work on healing together. In a dating relationship, the only question you have to ask is this person giving me what I need from this relationship? Can this person be a partner to me, the kind of partner that I need in my life to help me become more the person God created me to be and to build the life that I want to live? And you know, that's sort of a simple yes or no based on their behavior. And so I would suggest to you, Sarah, that unless you're cool with him ghosting you on every holiday or special occasion, that this is not the boyfriend for you.
I would not even go that far, Greg, to say, Sarah, I'm so impressed that your mom just pointed out the pattern and then didn't say anything. As your radio mom, I'm gonna say it. People can write me angry letters if they want to. Kick this guy to the curb, Sarah. Because
run, don't walk.
Because this is not a guy. It's not about the presents. It's about him being there to make memories for holidays, to show you that you're cherished, to know that he will be there for your future children. Do you want this guy disappearing every time one of your kids has a birthday or Christmas or whatever those things
are? Or anything. I mean, you know,
anything.
He deals with stuff by avoiding it. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the reason is that he's doing it.
And he's not cherishing you. You know, as Greg said, it doesn't matter the why. It matters that he is not showing up and showing you that he cherishes you in massive amounts of ways all the time, and especially during these specific times where he really should be doing it. Your anniversary, he has a fight, and your one-year anniversary, he should have been rolling out the red carpet and showing you how grateful he is to have you in his life. Birthdays, come on. He's not celebrating the fact that you're alive. This isn't just about, oh, Christmas is overwhelming or maybe there was a childhood wound. This guy is avoiding showing you that you're loved and cherished and that you're special to him because it's just too much work. And you don't want to be too much work for somebody. So do not settle. Do not run yourself down. Do not think that all your worth is the day in, day out, we, you know, have dinner, we sit on the couch, we watch YouTube. Don't settle, Sarah. I'm impressed that your mom just let you work it out to this point. I'm going to be her backup. Cut it off now, move on to somebody wonderful.
Because, again, dating is about discernment. And if in the course of that relationship you see that the person seems to habitually be incapable of giving you what you need or being the partner that you need, you don't have to, you know, I get questions all the time from people who say, well, am I asking too much? No, you have a right to need what you need. And if the person you're dating doesn't help you meet those needs, they're not the person for you.
And you have a right for them to elevate what you need, to elevate your self-worth. Not to run you down in little tiny increments to the point where you don't really think it's important if he shows up for your birthday or Christmas or Valentine's Day. There's something way beyond. He's not a good boyfriend the rest of the time. Because if you don't feel like you deserve more than this right now, I guarantee you there has been some subtle running down of your self-esteem in this relationship. So I'm very rarely this direct, Sarah, but give yourself the Christmas present of kicking this guy to the curb permanently.
And if you need help working through whatever wounds you might have that are making it hard for you to see that this relationship isn't for you and set appropriate boundaries, then I hope you'll reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can hook you up with a faithful professional Catholic counselor to help you really work through this and discover what you're worth and what you deserve from a healthy Christian relationship. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Is It Chilly in Here? And we're talking about those people who kind of give us the cold shoulder. You know, the spouse who shuts down, avoids talking about problems, or sends mixed signals about how close they want to be with you. Maybe you have an adult child who's keeping you at arm's length, or a younger child who's been withdrawn, moody, passive-aggressive, and you're not sure what to do about that. Perhaps it's a strained relationship with your parents or extended family. Whatever the situation is, if someone's giving you the cold shoulder, we want to help you break the ice and create warmer connections. 877-573-7825. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She will be talking about overcoming the temptation to take these things personally. You know, how can we process it differently and more effectively? Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Advent is here, and Ave Maria Radio wants to walk beside you every day as we move towards the birth of Jesus. When you visit AveMariaRadio.net, you can join our Advent mission and receive short, powerful, and engaging daily videos that help you enter the mystery of the Incarnation with new clarity and devotion. Go to the slider at AveMariaRadio.net, sign up, and take your place in this joyful journey to the manger.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, Is It Chilly in Here? We're talking about people who are giving you the cold shoulder, you know, kind of keeping you at a distance, avoiding you, sending mixed signals. And you'd like to be closer to them, but you're not quite sure what to do to bridge the gap. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she directs our program in performance excellence and works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other folks who need to be their best under pressure. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
So you wanted to talk about how you help your clients resist the temptation to take these kinds of things personally, which is really hard to do, right, when somebody's giving us the cold shoulder. So how do we work through that?
It is really hard to do because, you know, when someone pulls away from us, it's just kind of our human nature to turn inward and assume that, you know, the problem must be you, right? You know, we replay interactions, we read, you know, tone into things that are said or texts that are sent that maybe weren't meant to carry a tone. We just start kind of filling in those gaps with like the worst case scenario. But we have to consciously remember that someone else's coldness is not an automatic reflection of your worth, your likability, or your value. Most of the time, their distance says far more about what they're navigating internally than it does about anything that you did. And people get quiet for a lot of different reasons. Or maybe they're overwhelmed. Maybe they're processing something that has nothing to do with you. Maybe they're embarrassed or insecure. Maybe they don't know how to communicate well, right? We have to kind of remember, and this is something that I'm always kind of reminding my clients to do, that instead of spiraling, we can kind of try this sort of simple three-step reset. One, we need to pause the story that we're writing in our head, right? So our brain will always fill silence with fear. We have to catch that and name it and remind ourselves, I don't have all the information yet. Two, we need to kind of check in with calm curiosity, not accusation. So simple, you know, hey, I noticed things seemed a little bit off. Is everything okay? Or, hey, you know, the story I'm telling myself right now is that you're upset with me. Could you tell me your side of the story? That's connection, not pressure, not blame, just openness. Sometimes that opens the door, sometimes it doesn't, but that's information too. And then our third step is to protect our peace. If someone consistently is pulling away, giving us mixed signals, or kind of uses distance as a way to control the emotional temperature of the relationship, that matters. And you deserve clarity. You deserve reciprocal connection. You deserve respect. And you deserve relationships that aren't powered by guessing games. So here's the really important part. You don't have to chase people who make you question your value. You don't have to overfunction and overcompensate to compensate for someone else's emotional avoidance. You can stay warm, grounded, and steady even when someone else is being cold, because your worth isn't up for negotiation. Your confidence doesn't have to shrink because someone else withdrew. You're allowed to set the boundaries you need to set to cultivate relationships that feel consistent, healthy, and safe.
This is such an important thing for people to hear, because many of us have been raised in ways where we only feel validated and worth something if people are giving us a positive reaction. And so, Rachel, I'm so glad you're letting people know this. And certainly, if this is a lifelong pattern, this is something God wants them to be able to heal, in which case I seriously, seriously encourage them to get in touch with you.
Rachel, thanks so much for being with us on the show today. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to learn more about Rachel's good work, you can come on over to CatholicCounselors.com and check out our program in performance excellence, where you can work with Rachel. And again, she works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other folks who need to be their best under pressure. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. The show today titled, Is It Chilly in Here? We're talking about those times when we'd like to be closer to somebody. It could be our spouse, could be an adult child, it could be a family member or a friend, but for whatever reason, we're just not clicking. They're not giving back. They're not reaching out. You know, when we try to reach out to them, they kind of keep us at arm's distance, and we don't always know what to do about it. Let's talk it out and help you break the ice and create warmer connections with all the people that you care about. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after this.
What are the theological virtues? The Catholic Catechism tells us they are the foundation of Christian moral activity. Infused into our souls by God, they enable us to act as God's children and merit eternal life. The three theological virtues are faith, hope, and charity. Faith is the virtue by which we believe in God and all that He has said and revealed to us, as well as what the Church has proposed for our belief, because God is truth itself. The Apostle James, however, reminds us that faith without works is dead. A disciple of Christ, says the Catechism, must also be willing to profess and spread the faith. Our Lord said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
He was a doctor of the Church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Why are some married couples happy while others struggle? You might think that happy couples argue less and resolve issues more efficiently than unhappy couples. But in fact, research suggests that both happy and unhappy couples argue about as much and struggle similarly with problem solving. The real difference is that happy couples consciously work toward maintaining their relationship and emotional health. For example, they create rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together on a daily and weekly basis. Happy couples also look for ways to help each other out from day to day, little things that might make the other person's day easier or more pleasant. And then, when conflict breaks out, as it inevitably does in any human relationship, they realize that the most important thing isn't solving the conflict, but how they come to that resolution. Happy couples take care of each other while they go through that conflict so they can work to find solutions together. Marriage isn't easy, but the good news is that with a little work, any couple can find real happiness together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you'd like faithful help for your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, is it chilly in here? We're talking about those people that you would like to be closer with, you know, an adult child, a spouse, a family member, or a friend, but who is kind of keeping you at arm's length, and you're not sure why, or how to bridge the gap. 877-573-7877.
Before we take our next question, we want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, WSOG, serving Spring Valley, El Paso, and Normal, Illinois, is celebrating an amazing 23 years with us this week.
Congratulations to Jim Perona, Mark Baker, and their whole great team at Spirit Educational Association from your friends here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are listening to your local EWTN Catholic radio station, make sure you're supporting EWTN both with your prayers and with your dollars. Let's keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. And again, congratulations to Jim Perona and Mark Baker at the Spirit Educational Association and all the folks who make Catholic radio possible, including especially you, the listener. With that, we're taking your calls and questions right now at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled, Is It Chilly In Here? You know, is there somebody in your life who's giving you the cold shoulder? You know, maybe your spouse shuts down on you, avoids talking about problems, or is sending mixed signals about how close they want to be in their relationship. Maybe you're dealing with an adult child who's keeping you at arm's length, or a friend or family member who's not reciprocating the effort you're putting into the relationship and you're not sure why. Let's talk about it and talk about how to thaw the ice and create warmer connections. 877-573-7825.
Well, Mary Beth in Oklahoma says, I'm really struggling with my relationship with my daughter. She's always, in quotes here, too busy to see us or even talk for long. She's a wife and a mom of two little ones under five. So I know she's genuinely busy, but it feels like more than just that. When I invite her to get together or suggest a time to call, she usually just says she can't, but she never offers an alternative. And when we do see her, it feels like she's fulfilling an obligation rather than wanting to be there. I've gently asked if something is wrong or if I've done something to upset her, but she always says no and falls back on being busy. I'm left feeling confused and rejected. I don't want to pressure her, but I also don't want to ignore what feels like distance. What else can I do to understand what's going on and build a healthier connection?
Thank you very much, Mary
That's
Beth.
That's Mary Beth.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate your question. I think your insights are right on. There's more going on here than just that your daughter's busy. She's certainly busy. But you know, the things you point to in your email are correct. You know, if somebody's invested in a relationship and you call them up and say, "Hey, do you want to do this and such?" They might not be free that day and time, but they'll say, "Well, but I'd love to get together with you. Let's plan this. You know, can we get together for lunch, or you know, do this thing or that?" They'll generate ideas too. The fact that you feel like her visits feel more like an obligation than a really pleasant time also kind of suggests that there's more going on here than just being busy. So, yeah, I think your instincts are correct. And you know, you did the right thing in trying to reach out to your daughter and say, you know, is there something going on? When people deny that there's any issue, that can mean any number of things, but I guess the most common thing is that there's something that she's afraid you won't hear if she told you, right? And that might not be fair. You might absolutely be willing to hear it. That might, again, going back to what Rachel talked about in her segment, this don't take it personally. But my guess would be that there's something that's very difficult for her to say or that she's afraid you won't be able to hear, and so it's just easier to avoid it all. What do you do about that? Well, you go ahead and go back and say, hey, you know, it's like, wait for the next time it feels awkward, like whether, you know, when for example, when you invite her to do something and she says she can't, but then just doesn't offer any suggestions, or when she you had a visit that felt more like an obligation than an actual pleasant time, follow it up afterward and say, hey, listen, you know, I've asked you before if there's something up and you've always said no, you know, and I respect that and I understand that you are busy, I get that, but help me understand then, because it seems to me that if you were just busy, if that was just the issue, then when I asked you to do something, if you couldn't do it, you'd suggest something else. Or when we did get together, it would feel a little warmer and like you were more open. And instead of, you know, doing, and you give specific examples that suggest that she didn't want to be there, right? And say to her, you know, I don't know that I'm correct here, but it seems to me that all of that behavior says that there's something wrong. And, you know, I'm wondering if maybe you're just afraid to tell me something, or if you're afraid I won't hear it, and if I've ever given you that impression that I'm not open to hearing, you know, some of these concerns that you might have, I apologize for that. But I just want you to know that anytime you're ready to have that conversation and kind of walk me through what it is that I need to hear from you, I'm really willing to listen to it. And I promise to do my best to really hear what those concerns are and, you know, either work through my stuff that I have to work through or work with you to figure it out. But you know, is there something that we should be talking about?
Well, you know, what I also like about what you're saying, Greg, is that you're really saying, is there something I need to know, but not always saying about me, because this could be anything. You know, this is a young woman with two young children. She could be really struggling with that and doesn't want her mom's judgment or her mom's worry. This could be a marriage situation where, you know, she's not sharing something that's going on in her marriage with mom. It could be about something you've said or that she doesn't feel as close to you as she wants to. But the fact that you're saying, hey, I don't understand, and I want to understand. Is there something I should know here so I can either work on it myself or be there for you? That's allowing a wider breadth of just, is it me? Because it might not be you, but if we only ask, did I do something, and we get the truthful answer, no, that's not leaving the door open for some other kind of struggle that she might be going through.
And that's an excellent point. And I want to, you know, to build on that, don't make it about, you know, how come you never come around to see me, or how come you don't call, you know, make it about, I want to be able to support you better in whatever you're going through. So if there's something coming between us that we need to work out, I need to hear, I want to know so I can be a better support to you. If it's got nothing to do with me, but you're just stressed out about work or your marriage or family or something going on in your life, I want to be able to support you in that. You know, so I hope that you won't be afraid to tell me those things, because I love you and I want to be a support to you. I want you to be able to think of this relationship as a place you can come to get the help, or, you know, just to get that sounding board or get the love and encouragement that you need, because I'm your mom and I really care about you. You know, so make it about that, right? Being there to support her. And whether it's an issue between the two of you or something else going on in her life that's impacting your relationship, that you just want to be able to be there for her more than you have been able to in the past. And reaffirm again that you are willing to hear whatever it is that she has to say, no matter how painful it might be or difficult it might be to hear. So focus on that for now, and then reach back out to us to let us know how it goes. Hopefully that'll break the ice, and you'll be able to find some ways forward. If not, let's talk it out some more. Send us another email or give us a call on the show. And that goes for you listeners as well at 877-573-7825. Today's show titled, Is It Chilly In Here? You know, if someone you care about is kind of keeping you at arm's length, giving you the cold shoulder, as it were, we want to help you thaw the ice and create warmer connections. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Revelations chapter 3, verse 20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
There's so much in that. There's so much great relationship advice in that very short passage. again, going back to the reflection we had at the beginning of the show, you know, we can't do more than God can do, right? And God, you know, wants to be in intimate relationship with every single one of his children, all of us, every person on the planet. And he did everything that he could possibly do to remove the obstacles that stood between us and him and enjoying eternal life with him. He does everything he can possibly do to continue to invite us to stand at the door and knock. But he's not going to kick down the door. Yeah. And he's not going to force himself on us because that wouldn't respect our free will.
Yeah, it was a gift, but it's a gift that can be very painful to him when we choose to not open the door.
And I talk to a lot of people in the pastoral counseling practice who are in relationship in some way or another with somebody who is sending a very clear message that I either don't want to be any closer to you than I am, or I don't want to be with in a relationship with you at all. And the person feels an obligation to force the relationship anyway. And it's important to really recognize that when we're doing that, we're trying to ordain ourselves to do what even God can't do, make someone love him. And so if you're in that situation, it's important to really listen to what the other person is saying through their behavior. And remember that you, even though you can stand at the door and knock, just like Jesus does, and say, I'm still here, I'd like a deeper relationship when you're ready, I'm not going anywhere, but I need you to be more open with me about what's going on and how we can draw closer to each other. You know, you can do that, but you can't carry the entire relationship on your back or make the relationship work purely through your own effort, even when you feel like you're obliged to for some reason. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled, Is It Chilly In Here? We're talking about those people who give us the cold shoulder, you know, who are sending us mixed signals, who are just not responding to us the way that we wish they were, not reciprocating the relationship the way that we wish they did, whether that's your spouse, a family member, or a friend, or someone else you care about who you'd like to be closer to, but for some reason, something's just getting in the way. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back with more of your questions about it. Thawing the ice and creating warmer connections with the people you care about. Stick around.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hello, I'm Marianne Kuharski with Pro-Life Across America. Did you know that a billboard can save a baby's life? When our billboards and radio ads are running, we receive hundreds of calls from those seeking pregnancy information and support. Every caller is connected to a local center offering free ultrasound and confidential counseling. Won't you join us in this life-saving effort? Donate today and help us do more. No gift is too small. That's prolifeacrossamerica.org.
As Christmas approaches, it brings an opportunity to reflect on our responsibilities and resolve to protect those we love. Giving your family the assurance of a secure future is a profound act of care. Through our partnership with mycatholicwill.com/AVE, you can allocate assets to the individuals and causes you hold dear, all at no cost from the privacy of your home. Secure your legacy and honor your faith. MyCatholicWill.com/AVE.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, Is It Chilly in Here? We're talking about those times when someone you care about is giving you the cold shoulder and, you know, maybe keeping their distance, being passive-aggressive, sending mixed signals. We want to talk about how to thaw the ice and create warmer connections between you and all the people you care about. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Julie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Julie, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My husband died August of 24. Unfortunately, it was a drowning, and it devastated our family.
I'm so sorry.
We have two grown daughters in their 30s, and everything has fallen apart since. One is an addict, and she just went off the rails and is now homeless. And the other daughter, for some reason, I'm completely estranged from her. She slowly ebbed away, and taking our 7-year-old grandson away as well. My husband and I were very active supporting her and him because she's a single mom. And then it just stopped, and I'm pretty devastated.
So what have you done to try to address this? First of all, please accept our condolences.
Absolutely.
For your loss.
What a devastating thing.
So sorry. And really, to have lost not just your husband, but both of your adult daughters in different ways. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. Now, with the daughter, the single mom, has she ever, what have you done to try to address it, I guess is what I'm asking.
First of all, she's stopped telephone communication, except for texting, and texting is her only preferred choice. And so I've basically said that I'm so willing to listen and not be defensive. I'm willing to go to her therapist and just hear the various reasons. If it's something going on from the past when she was younger, the only thing I can really think of is the years that we were helping or trying to help or enabling our addict daughter. I think some of the time was taken away from her because of that. Although she never wanted to go to any therapy or counseling.
So I'm curious, you know, when you say that this all happened after your husband passed away tragically.
Yes.
Did she ever say anything to you about why she didn't want to be as close to you anymore, or why she was setting
these boundaries? Not a word except she said, Mom, I think you are passive aggressive. And I'll take ownership for that. Because I my household wasn't a person where we really talk things out in a big way, which is kind of silly because I'm a teacher and I live like that with my students all the time, so I should know better. But she didn't really ever say anything that was upsetting to her, or she didn't question things. So I don't know.
All right. So I guess the one thing that I could suggest is, you know, based on the information that you're sharing here, based on the information that you have, I think you're doing everything, you're doing all the right things, right, in terms of the fact that you reached out to her and you tried to indicate that you were willing to hear whatever it was that she had to say. I think I would follow this up at this point by saying, you know, as I've continued to think and pray about, you know, the things you've said to me in the past, especially about why you might not want a relationship with me, you know, I remember you telling me that you felt I was passive aggressive, and if you know, and as you think about this, Julie, if you have any concrete examples of what she means by that, or what she's using to justify saying that you're passive aggressive, being able to say, you know, I've really been reflecting a lot on you saying that, and I would like to overcome that. You know, I guess I'd like to better understand from you, daughter, you know, how that's affected you, how that's made you feel. And how I could do a better job supporting you moving forward. And when you're ready to have that conversation, either with me directly or with your counselor, please let me know. Or if there's something else that I'm still not getting, I'm absolutely willing to hear it. And I'm sorry that you're feeling you know, like you can't be around me right now, but I am here for you. Hang on, excuse me. Sorry, lose my voice. But I'm here for you whenever it is that you'd like to have that conversation. And then, so you put that out there, and then you keep up the texting relationship and keep it light and keep it superficial. You know, I was thinking about you. You know, well, what's going on with this? Is there anything you'd like me to pray about for you?
And make those questions about her, not just about your grandchild. Because if everything's about, well, tell me about your son. Tell me what's going on with it. That's going to feel like you don't really care about her.
That not you're that you're doing
missing
that.
Your
just,
grandchild.
It's just a lot
but
of
it's,
parents
it
do that.
Is just a hole that so many grandparents fall into because they think they're doing the right thing because it's a child and their child should be proud of their child and want to share what's going on. But when there's damage in the relationship for whatever reason, if we bring up the grandchildren too much, it makes the child, our own adult child, not feel cared for themselves.
All right, Julie, I hope that suggestion will give you at least the next step forward. But you know, try to you know, reflect on what she's said and say, you know, if this is what it is, then I would really like your input on knowing how that's affected you specifically and how we can get past it. You know, you also mentioned your daughter, your addict daughter, and you put that out there and say, sometimes I wonder if it's not this. But, you know, if I'm right about either of those things, please let me know and let me know how it's affected you and how I can be a support to you in healing
that.
But
you need from me now that would help us, you know, have a relationship and help you heal.
But I'm asking all of this because I want to be able to be here for you, right? And you know, so you're not making it about, you know, I want to give you one more problem to solve. It's I want to be able to be here for you. All right, Julie, thank you so much for the question. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com. We can walk through this with you over the longer haul and help guide the reconciliation between you and your daughter.
And also to help walk you through the grief that you're going through. You know, 15 months is no time at all in a grief situation, especially something that was so unexpected. And when you're dealing with multiple layers of grief because you've lost your husband and you have these issues with two daughters, it's very important to have somebody who can just hear you, help you have perspective, and let you know that there are ways to get through it.
I will throw out one other possibility. It's always easier to be angry than it is to be sad.
Yeah.
And families often fall apart after the death of a loved one because it's easier to be angry than it is to
grieve.
Be sad about it.
Yeah. Grief is nobody knows what to do with grief in our culture.
So
instead.
You know, if that may be part of it as well. It may not be anything you did. It may be that being around you reminds her of her losing her dad and that she isn't in a place where she has the emotional bandwidth to handle it. But regardless, the approach that we suggested is really the best way to move forward now. And I hope that you can run with that suggestion and either call us back here or through CatholicCounselors.com to let us know how it's going and how we can help you more. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's show. And in the last minute or so, I just want to recap, you know, the idea that the theology of the body kind of gives us two things to keep in mind when someone's giving us the cold shoulder. The first thing, of course, that working to heal the damage that sin does to our relationships is the way we build the kingdom of God. So if there is somebody who you are estranged from or you're struggling in your relationship with, the first step is to reach out to them and clarify what's going on. You know, I'm willing to hear whatever it is that I need to hear, whatever it is that you need to say, and I want to work with this, work on this with you. But secondly, the theology of the body reminds us that it's really, we can't make relationships work all on our own. And so, rather than trying to force it or push yourself onto the other person, accepting the relationship they're willing to give you, and then working to build it on in time, just like God does with us, just like the scripture that we shared with you today from Revelations 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, we can continue to knock on the door of those people whose hearts we'd like to gain entry to. We can't kick it down. We shouldn't try. But we can continue to persistently and gently and patiently knock at the door to let them know that we're still there. And when they're ready to open up, we're here for them. Again, that's all the time we've got for today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you'd like more support in healing those relationships where you are experiencing that estrangement or that cold shoulder, Reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.